of Sports, episode 116. Jeff Angus of PlaySide. This week on the Tech of Sports, Jeff Angus. I just want to let you know that Mobile Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget all the other ways you can listen to Modern Life Podcast Network shows, Stitcher Radio, and all the like. Go to your favorite way to listen to podcasts and make sure you download the Modern Life Podcast Network show. Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. And I'd like to welcome Jeff Angus here to the show tonight. He's joining us from Vancouver, and we're going to talk about the PlaySide Smart Court, just kind of where they are at their development, what they have going on, and just maybe get a few basics about it. He's a recent graduate of MBA graduate at University of Oregon, and he's been a consultant with Nike, Octagon, the college football playoffs, and other companies during his time when in school. And he's from Vancouver, and he's PlaySide's marketing manager. So an avid tennis fan. And they say you're a decent player, Jeff. So I'll try to not build you up too much.
No, I'm the one of the few in our American office that didn't play collegiate tennis. So I need to be built up. I need all the help I can get.
Well, maybe the PlaySide Smart Court is helping your game a little bit. So let's kind of talk about that for a minute. For people that don't know what PlaySide is, can you give maybe a Cliff Notes version, Jeff, of how you would describe it?
You know, I definitely can. It is, I would say, the only real all-in-one technology for tennis. So it has similar capabilities of technologies that are out there. So it calls lines, like people would be familiar with Hawkeye at the elite level. It has video review, multi-camera angles, instant analysis, so like a smartphone, iPad type of thing. Tracks player movement and ball movement as well, so like a wearable. Has a coach, built-in kind of coach-player connection review system like Huddle. And I think one of the most exciting features is what we kind of have dubbed the PlaySide Network. So we have a cloud-based system that stores and analyzes all smart court content, so you can access your matches and practices and highlights from any time, anywhere, if it's on your phone, through the app, if it's on a computer, through PlaySide.com, or through the kiosk that we have on each smart court. So it's a lot of things, but it's at the core, it's an all-in-one technology solution for tennis.
Yep, as someone who's seen it and tried it, it's almost overwhelming, but it does work, and it's very high-tech. And for a serious tennis player, or for developing juniors, I think this is even college players. If a college or university can afford it, it's a great thing. What's been the reaction from different level players that have seen it? Your world class players, maybe your average players, and maybe the beginning players. What's the reaction been?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So the one of the benefits of really being an all-in-one is we can kind of tailor our features to the demographic. So we're doing really well in the collegiate market and in the club market. And obviously those two customer groups are after different things. So clubs are using it really to increase engagement, get more people playing, have better lessons. We're really working with coaches to have the technology not replace them, but really help what they do. So they don't have to spend as much time hammering over and over form. They can just show it on a video. And then the colleges love the live streaming. I mean, I was down in Oregon, and a lot of the players on the men's and women's teams were international recruits. So if you can tell a potential tennis player coming over from Europe or up from South America that they can stream their matches back home to their coaches and parents and friends, I think it's a huge competitive advantage there. So the reception's been great. And like you said, it is an elite technology, but it's going after the mass market, which I think is really underdeveloped in tennis. I mean, the technology at the high level on the ATP tour is incredible with what they have, but tennis is really behind other sports in terms of mass adoption of technology, and that's really what we're hoping to change, starting with clubs and colleges, both in the U.S. and really around the world as well.
Yep, you're right. I cover sports technology internationally and on a daily basis, and tennis is 2 to 3 years behind other sports in the technology I've seen, you know, especially, you know, the sport tennis is compared with most is golf, and golf has been way ahead of tennis. Tennis is starting to make some inroads now with the sensors and rackets that have debuted that are pretty inexpensive relatively, but in golf, this has been huge for swing analysis with everything from the TrackMan to individual little swing monitors you can get for your smartphone. So I know you want to talk about the PlaySide app that just released as well.
Yeah, so that kind of taps into the PlaySide network I was talking about earlier. I mean, everything's shifting mobile from advertising to people's consumption patterns. So it obviously makes sense that that's going to be a great place for content. So we upgraded, improved the app experience. So all of your smart court highlights and matches and practices are all stored in your account, which is fully accessible through the app at any time. And then also a kind of a new feature that we added onto the new app, which we're really excited about, is live streaming from the app. So before, we just offered access to the live streams through all the smart courts, which we did last year at the NCAA championships in Baylor, and we've done it a few other clubs as well. Now the app is, I think a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Periscope in terms of the streaming capabilities, and what we've done is really taken that tool and really made it sports focused. So there's drawing tools that you can do biomechanical analysis. So for tennis, you can look at footwork and arm positioning. There's a really cool feature where coaches can add on their, like, a voiceover of a tip or a trick over top of a shot and then send it to their students. So we're really just scratching the surface of how we can improve the player coach relationship and also just the improvement of tennis players through content, and whether that's mobile or on the court or on a computer, the fact that it's all connected is going to be really, really exciting for us once we can fully flesh that idea out and really share it with the tennis world.
Yep, and we're talking with Jeff Angus, who's the marketing manager for PlaySide. And Jeff, I know you said that the international players, the college kids, younger people are really hip to this technology. They're the video game generation. They've seen all this happen in other sports. They see this happen on television. Now the coaches in tennis are can be a little crusty, can be a little maybe stuck in the dark ages. What do you have to do to try to really wow the coaches with PlaySide?
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the point I made earlier, and it's something we're always refining, is what we can do with the technology to make a coach's job easier. I mean, whether it's a coach at a club or a collegiate coach, time is a huge commodity for them and a really valuable resource. So any technology that adds any layers of complexity or any friction to what they do isn't going to work. So we're constantly working on figuring out what elements they use the most and then really improving it. A good story to kind of illustrate that point was, I was down at the University of California, Berkeley last month looking at how they use smart courts in their camps. Peter Wright, one of the most successful coaches in collegiate tennis history down there, and Tyler, his associate head coach, they use PlaySide with their summer campers. And obviously when you run a summer camp, you usually have 5 to 10 kids on the court at the same time. And Tyler was telling me that they were finding it tough to, just from a time perspective, to go and log each kid in on the smart court kiosk before the drill every time. So we kind of took this insight and went back to our engineers and asked what they thought would be a good solution. So we just came out with this new groups mode where clubs and coaches can create groups offline. So then when they go to log in before a camp, or even if you're a college team, you got 5 or 6 guys on the court, automatically logs them all in, boom, 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 right away. So that's just a little example of, we're really just working with our early adopters and the coaches that are using the system the most and getting their insights and their feedback and refining everything.
On the surface, Jeff, this seems like a natural fit for the tennis academies to have for junior players. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that's definitely a huge focus for us. So it does have something for everybody, but at the end of the day, the people that are most interested in it are those that are really driven to improve, whether that's college players at the NCAA level, academies, federations. We recently signed a deal with Tennis Canada, so we'll be installing some courts up in Vancouver, where I'm from, and then also in Toronto and Montreal. And I know we are hopeful to be doing some more things with the USTA in the future. And really, like, we want to get more people playing and enjoying tennis, and we don't really look at any other tech companies in the sport as competitors is because there isn't really anything that offers what we do. Like, we want to eventually be working with the wearable devices and with the racket sensors so you can take that information and combine it with what we're doing from a bigger picture standpoint.
Sure, you got to be flexible. And I think you guys are heading in that direction. For college coaches, a lot of times they get maybe a YouTube video of a player maybe that they haven't seen play in person. Could they get data, play-side data, and would that maybe take the place of a YouTube video, or would it be kind of be used in tandem maybe with a video of a player to decide if that's a particular player they want or even recruit?
Yeah, I think tandem is the what we're really aiming at. I mean, the only real competitor there that people understand is Dartfish, and we have elements of what they do, but so much more. So the statistics and analytics that the system tracks, I mean, you can really choose what you want, but it's everything from forehand speed, serve speed, ball spin, like average placement on the court. It creates kind of a, I don't know if you're familiar, obviously you're familiar with the sport view cameras that the NBA uses, and they've found a way to use data visualization and create heat maps. Well, we're working to do that on the same thing with tennis players, so you can get an idea of where you're moving on the court, where you're placing your ball, which is invaluable. I mean, one of the schools that has really taken our technology and utilized it is Virginia Tech. They shot up big time in the rankings last year. Obviously, we're not going to take credit for that. That'd be the
coaching. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, it'd be the coaching and the players there. But a great example, Jim Thompson, who's their coach, shared a story of one of his players would always leave his backhand in the middle of the court, and he would always tell this guy, but he just never absorbed it. But the first time he saw him, player saw himself do it on a video, it changed instantly. And I think that that's kind of the aha moment that people really only get once they use the technology, because you can only explain, like I'm doing right now, you can only explain the technology so much, but until you actually get out and use it, it doesn't really always absorb in terms of what it's capable of doing for any tennis player.
Definitely agree. You guys really blow Dartfish out of the water. So, I mean, that's I wouldn't even call them a competitor for you in this space, but you can if you want. Just a quick break here, Jeff, for 1 second. Amazon is a partner and a sponsor of the Tech of Sports and the network here. And want to let everyone know that there's a new affiliate link for all your shopping needs on Amazon. It's modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything more. It's not any more of a hassle. Just use that link when you do your shopping on Amazon, and it helps support the studio here and all the shows that it's bringing you, and a bunch of new shows too. So the studio's growing because of this affiliate link, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. And Jeff, if people want to find out more online about PlaySite, here's your minute where you can plug the website, how they can get into contact with somebody at PlaySite if they're interested for their club or their facility. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so I think, like I said, we had some exciting new launches in the last week or so, and the new website's one of them. So simple enough, playsite.com, SIGHT, all one word. And there you can see there's a video on the home screen that shows the technology in action. You can go to the contact page. You can see where we're located. We have an interactive map of smart courts across the country. And we have some exciting stuff in the pipeline. We've been working with the tennis media company, so we have our first digital and print ads coming this fall to tennis.com and in Tennis Magazine. We have some really exciting videos we're shooting, like how to use the system. So we're taking, again, those insights we got from coaches, what drills they like the best, and we're shooting videos so we can create that content. And then we've got some exciting promotions coming in the fall. So I would recommend people to go to the website, sign up for PlaySite, and get the app, and ideally get out on a smart court if you can, and check out the smart court locator to find one near you, because we're going to be growing pretty fast in the next few months. So it's going to be an exciting time.
It really is groundbreaking technology in the world of tennis, something we haven't seen the likes of in the sport of tennis ever. Jeff, tennis is going high tech, and you guys are pushing the boundaries a little bit. I think I like to see that, and I know others do as well. And, you know, tennis is finally opening themselves up to looking at stats, looking at data, mm-hmm. and it's changed a lot here in the last 2 years, and it's going to change even more.
That's what we're hoping. I mean, it's exciting. With the WTA seems to be pretty progressive with what they're looking to do, and we're just really looking forward to being a part of any tennis technology conversation.
Tennis is getting trying to catch up to golf, trying to catch up to basketball and football, and even sports like lacrosse. and field hockey and swimming. So technology is it's very important to tennis. And Jeff, thanks for coming on and talking about PlaySight, PlaySight.com. People can go on, check out the website. It's been redone. It looks great. And appreciate your time here tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And we're one of the first school we actually installed our smart court technology in was the University of Georgia. And we're hopefully going to be announcing some exciting installations in the Atlanta area coming soon. Obviously, as you know very well, it's a huge sports hotbed. So that's definitely a market we're eyeing.
It's a huge tennis hotbed. It's I'm fully aware with what you've done at the University of Georgia there, and it's been great for them. And tennis is the number one participation city in the country for tennis. So Atlanta is. So looking forward to what you guys have coming on that end.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on today. It was great to talk with you guys.
Sure, Jeff Angus of PlaySight, and the PlaySight is a smart court for tennis. We'll put in the show notes. Contact information and also information on what an installation kind of setup looks like and what it kind of includes. And it's pretty high tech. It's pretty interesting. If you're a nuts and bolts sports technology person, you'll really appreciate it if you haven't seen what PlaySight's going on. So thanks to Jeff for coming on. I want to let you know that Modern Life Podcast Network has many other shows which may be of interest to you, and you can head over to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com and check out all the shows that are available.